Attica, 41 years later. The name Attica has entered the lexicon of American culture, driven in part by the cinema performance in Dog Day Afternoon, when actor Al Pacino raised his fist and exclaimed, "Attica, Attica." Viewers immediately got the reference, for on September 9, 1971, Attica, a reference to the state prison in upstate New York, was the biggest news in the country. Prisoners demanded to be treated as men, and the state, under orders of then-Governor Nelson Rockefeller, unleashed a hail of bullets that killed dozens of men, prisoners and prison guards alike, and lied about it. Attica, politicians and prison reformers assured us, would be the harbinger of change. Never again, they said. This September marks 41 years since that day of carnage and mass death, and things have changed, but not for the better. According to a recent bulletin published by the New York State Prison Monitoring Group, the Correctional Association, Attica remains a place of violence, fear, sexual and racist abuse, and disrespect. As in 1971, the staff is overwhelmingly white, and the prisoners are overwhelmingly black and Latino. As in 1971, the joint is thick with tension. As in 1971, disrespect and mistreatment rolls down the hallways like dry tumbleweeds waiting to ignite. The Correctional Association has called for Attica to be shut down, as it remains a grim symbol of expensive, brutal failure. If it does, it'll be 41 years too late. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.